Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Death toll in West Bengal train accident rises to 9. Railway Minister Ashwani Vaishnav visits the site. Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security situation in Manipur. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi retains Rai Bareli Lok Sabha seat, Priyanka Gandhi to contest from Wayanad. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolves six-member war cabinet amid Gaza conflict. Eid ul-Adha celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in the country and abroad. And in T20 World Cup cricket, Bangladesh books last berth of Super 8 beating Nepal by 21 runs. Super 8 matches start from Wednesday. Nine people were killed and at least 60 injured when the Agartala-Sialdah-Kanchenjunga Express collided with a goods train near New Jalpaiguri Station in West Bengal this morning. The collision occurred near Rangapani Station, approximately 7 kilometers from New Jalpaiguri, causing two rear compartments to derail. Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav said in a social media post that enhanced ex gratia compensation will be provided to the victims. He said 10 lakh rupees in case of death, 2,50,000 towards grievers and 50,000 rupees for minor injuries. Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav visited the train collision site at Rangapani this afternoon to assess the situation. He also visited the hospital to meet the accident victims.
रेस्क्यू ऑपरेशन कंप्लीट हुआ है अभी रेस्टोरेशन पे पूरा फोकस है इस दुर्घटना के जो कारण है उस कारण पे भी पूरा ध्यान देके उस तरह के कारण फिर से कभी न हो वो व्यवस्था की जाए
It has been raining heavily since morning in Siliguri, impacting the rescue operation. As a result, long-distance train services was temporarily stopped. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Manipur. During the meeting, Mr. Shah asked for strategic deployment of central forces to restore peace and harmony in the state. The minister directed to take strict action as per law against those committing violence. He said that the Home Ministry will soon talk to both the groups, Meitei and Kuki, so that the gap between the two communities can be bridged. Home Minister Shah said central government is fully committed to ensure the security of the people of Manipur. He directed State Chief Secretary to ensure proper health and education facilities for displaced people and their rehabilitation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 17th installment of more than 20,000 crore rupees under Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, PM Kisan in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The installment will be released to 9 crore 26 lakh beneficiary farmers through direct benefit transfer. During the event, the Prime Minister will also grant certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhi, PM Kisan scheme launched on the 24th of February 2019 to supplement the financial needs of all land-holding farmers subject to certain exclusion criteria of higher income status. The Prime Minister will visit Uttar Pradesh and Bihar on the 18th and the 19th of June. USA National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Mr. Sullivan briefed Prime Minister on the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation, particularly under the Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies, ICET, such as semiconductors, artificial intelligence, defense, space, and among others. Prime Minister Modi expressed satisfaction at the speed and scale of the growing bilateral partnership in all areas and the convergence of views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Earlier, Mr. Sullivan also met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal in New Delhi. After the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar said that a comprehensive discussion was held between the both sides on broad range of bilateral, regional and global issues. Mr. Sullivan and his Indian counterpart Ajit Dobhal today attended the second annual meeting of Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies. In Tamil Nadu, three fishermen drowned near Rameshwaram today as the boat sank in the deep sea due to an accident. Chief Minister M. Stalin has expressed shock over the incident and has announced an ex gratia of 3 lakh rupees each to the family of the deceased. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu visited the Polavaram project construction site today, marking his first visit since assuming office as the Chief Minister. Mr. Naidu inspected the project and reviewed the progress of ongoing works. He conducted an aerial survey of the site, including the spillway. Later, speaking to the media, Mr. Chandrababu Naidu said there were four damaged areas on the diaphragm wall. He said about 70% of the project was completed during the TDP government between 2014 and 2019. He alleged the YSRCP government not only failed to complete the remaining work, but also pushed the project into limbo. In flood-affected Sikkim, the district administration, with the help of state police and other departments, managed to evacuate 9 stranded tourists in the first batch today. The tourists were brought in via Tung and Naga. Log bridges were created to facilitate food movement. Wherever roads or motorboat vehicles have been used for transshipment, 55 tourists reached Mangan in the second batch this evening, making it a total of 64 tourists evacuated so far. If the weather turns favourable tomorrow, more tourists will be airlifted. BJP has appointed state election in charge and co-in charge for the ensuing assembly polls in Maharashtra, Haryana, Jharkhand and Jammu and Kashmir. The party has appointed Bhupendra Yadav as state election in charge and Ashwani Vaishnav co-in charge for Maharashtra assembly polls. Dharmendra Pradhan and Biplab Kumar Dev have been made state election in charges for Haryana. For the Jharkhand assembly election, Shivraj Singh Chauhan has been appointed state in charge and Himanta Biswa Sharma as co-in charge. Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy has been given the charge for Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023, will come into force from the 1st of July 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, you can download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store. This app serves as a comprehensive guide, providing complete information about the new criminal laws at one place.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will keep the Rai Bareilly seat and vacate Wayanad Lok Sabha seat. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said Priyanka Gandhi Vadra will fight from Wayanad Lok Sabha in Kerala. Mr. Kharge said that the party has decided that Rahul Gandhi should retain Rai Bareilly's seat since it is close to the Gandhi family.
हमने तय किया वायनाड से खाली सीट पे प्रियंका जी लड़ना चाहिए इसीलिए मैं डिक्लेयर कर रहा हूं कि दोनों एक तो रायबरेली सीट रहेगी और वायनाड में भी प्रियंका जी रहने से वहां के लोगों को भी एक हिम्मत मिलेगी.
The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival is underway in Mumbai. A total of 314 films from 59 countries across 61 languages are there in the MIFF programming this year. The six-day film festival will culminate on the 21st of June. We have more from a correspondent.
The 18th Mumbai International Film Festival, MIFF 2024, today featured an engaging panel discussion on the topic Unlocking the Force, Using Documentary Films to Promote Social Transformation, featuring veteran Kannada film director, actor and producer Dr. T.S. Nagabharan. Another panel discussion was held on the topic Unveiling Her Story, Exploring Women's Narratives Through Documentary Filmmaking, which involved acclaimed women filmmakers. Renowned animation filmmaker Georges Schwitzgebel conducted a master class titled Schwitzgebel's Approach to Animation. Various films including Herd Walk, Everywhere, Submerged, Sour Milk, My Father, Nomad Girl, Lost Dream were screened on the third day of the festival. With C. Prathna, Madhuri Pange, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In a related development, the red carpet event of the Mumbai International Film Festival scheduled to take place in New Delhi today has been cancelled. This is for the first time that the 18th Mumbai International Film Festival is expanding to other cities. Eid ul-Adha, the festival of sacrifice celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country and abroad today. The devotees offered Eid namaz or prayers in Eidgahs and mosques this morning. Later they exchanged Eid greetings. In the national capital Delhi, main congregations were held at the Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Mosque and Shahi Eidgah. In Bangladesh, the festival of Eid-ul-Adha celebrated with religious fervor and solemnity. People started gathering in the mosque early in the morning to celebrate the festival of sacrifice and sharing. The Bangladesh President, Mohammad Shahabuddin, cabinet ministers and several other dignitaries took part in the prayer at the National Eidgah ground this morning. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved his six-member war cabinet less than a week after centrist opposition leader Benny Gantz and his ally Gedi Eisenkot resigned. According to media reports, the sensitive issues about the war with Hamas in Gaza will now be discussed in a smaller forum. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said that it would not affect the chain of command. The Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza to destroy Hamas in response to an unprecedented attack on southern Israel on October 7th. Severe heatwave conditions are likely to continue over many parts of Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi during the next 2 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist Soma Sen said,
"We are expecting heatwave conditions. Entire North India. We have issued red alert over Bihar, Jharkhand, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, including Delhi, and yellow alert for the hills. Uttarakhand, we are issuing orange alert, and we are also issuing thunderstorm related orange alerts for the region of Madhya Pradesh."
On the other hand, the weather office has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Assam, Meghalaya during the next 3 days. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Bangladesh today defeated Nepal by 21 runs to book the last berth in the Super 8 stage of the tournament. With this victory, the 8 teams that qualified for this phase have now been finalized. Bangladesh was the last team to qualify after the victory over Nepal. The Super 8 round will begin on June 19th and end on June 25th. We have a report.
The first group consists of India, Australia, Bangladesh and Afghanistan, while the second group consists of the USA, England, the West Indies and South Africa. The first Super 8 match will be played between the USA and the South Africa on June 19. India will take on Afghanistan in their first match on June 20. All the matches will be played in the West Indies. The top two teams from each group will qualify for the semi-finals. The teams have to play 3 matches in the Super 8 and need 2 wins to reach the semi-finals. The final match will be played in Barbados on June 29. India, Australia, Afghanistan, the West Indies and South Africa are the only teams to progress to the Super 8 on an unbeaten note. The last match of the group stage will be played between the West Indies and Afghanistan at 6 a.m. tomorrow. The result of this match will not have any effect on the Super 8 teams. With JP Gupta, Sports Desk.
In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on yoga for health and wellness with Dr. Surakshit Goswami, yoga expert, and Dr. Ishwar N. Acharya, program officer, yoga therapy at the Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests regarding various aspects of yoga, such as its importance and benefits. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Death toll in West Bengal train accident rises to 9. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav visits the site. Home Minister Amit Shah reviews security situation in Manipur. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi retains Rai Bareilly Lok Sabha seat. Priyanka Gandhi to contest from Wayanad. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved six-member war cabinet amid Gaza conflict. Eid ul-Adha celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in the country and abroad. And in T20 World Cup cricket, Bangladesh books last berth of Super 8 beating Nepal by 21 runs. Super 8 matches start from Wednesday. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.